And then once we get better at it, or like, you know, once we figure out,
yeah,
roll with it.
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
Yeah, nice.
All right, this is the Bromano podcast. I'm here with Justin Gonzalez and Clinton Williams. We just figured we'd get together and talk about bullshit, you know, what's going on in the world, what's happening in our lives, you know, whatever. So, we'd like to have, like, other people on the podcast, too, you know, friends. We'll just talk about just stuff that comes to our mind. So, that's the first topic.
I don't know. Where should we go? Start with, I don't know, probably AJ brought fucking cliff notes of shit he wants to talk about.
Down stuff,
books he's read on Amazon, FDA articles he's read.
It's Amazon wish list.
No, it's just notes I've been taking after watching or listening to podcasts. Just little notes, things to, you know, mind out. Shit, it's not stuff that I really want to talk about.
We should talk about, you know, we've been heavily into health recently. That's health and fitness.
Yeah.
We've started with basic fucking weightlifting to... Well, what would you call Ollie's class?
Like a
yoga and
a mix.
Is it calisthenics or
calisthenics? Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, was it? Well, yeah,
a mix and like, yeah. What'd you say? Hit.
So we'll start there. Your brother introduced you to this.
Pedro,
his fucking circus brother, who's actually not at this house right now.
Yeah, I think he's at the circus.
He's throwing spitballs out of his fucking mouth. I kid you not. Right?
Throwing spitballs.
I mean, like fireballs.
Oh, fireballs, yeah. Yeah. So. New photographer, hit him up.
Yeah, we'll give a shout out to him.
To the Pedro, bro.
You better do our photographs.
We're going to edit out the first, like, solid 20 minutes of this. Like, no. For some reason, we're talking about AJ's brother for the first, like, half hour.
Well, no, he introduced you to Ali, right? Or told you about this class.
Yeah, Ali was class. We went on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And then you guys ended up coming with me.
Yeah.
And Ali's this... British black man.
Which I guess I failed to tell them when we went. Like, you failed to tell me it was a black British dude who's going to be yelling at us. Like,
you seen, was that? Takedown. Never Back Down.
Yeah.
That just actor. Like that, yeah. He's just like that actor.
Jono.
Jono, if he was. Jono Jackson, if he was freaking
British. Well, I don't think the actor is British, is he?
I mean, all the good ones are. You can't tell these days. And Rick Grimes is British. The Governor's British. I'm not saying they're great actors. I'm just saying.
Who's Rick Grimes? Is he the main character? Most
Yeah, the cowboy guy. Sheriff.
Which you just hopped on.
Yeah.
The third season.
Really?
Randomly.
You just started watching it? Oh, that's right.
I think that's
with Alex.
Yeah. He's all, who the fuck is this bitch? Oh, what? I just started watching since the third.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, then we just recently got into the CrossFit at Platinum Fitness, and I blew out my shoulder, so I can't fucking work out anymore. All I can do is legs.
Yeah. And
for now.
Yeah. Those who don't do CrossFit, it is basically high-intensity workout mixed with gymnastics, cardio, and Olympic weightlifting, yeah. And it's fucking intense. I love it.
Yeah. Really fun. I was never really into like squats and deadlifts and stuff like that, but it makes it a lot more fun. Yeah,
my thighs are on fire right now. Dude, I was looking at them in the mirror today. I could. I was gonna do a picture, but I have like 2,000 photos on my phone, so I could not do.
It wouldn't let
a
you?
Progress, dude.
Progress. Wait, like your phone's too full.
Yeah, it was too full. Mm-hmm. So I was deleting pictures, still wouldn't let me. But anyways,
it's whack guy from
my thighs look like Louisville Sluggers, dude. They were,
We'll have to show them off after this tomorrow.
They're legit.
Yeah, my thighs. My progress has been the best since I was playing like soccer. But that was like I was working out once or twice a day and doing soccer for 2 hours, which was ridiculous. Like HIIT, cardio, sprinting.
I really think rest days are needed. Because during the week when I work out, I don't really see any dramatic, you know.
Yeah.
But on the rest days, I feel like I look in the mirror. I'm all, wow. I can see a difference, definitely.
Plus, like, your labor-intensive job, you know, like, that's, I think,
high labor-intensive job, sleeping, like, 6-7 hours a night, need your sleep.
You gotta get your sleep. Paleo, shout out. Yeah. So, like, one of the things that I started listening to, like, this Bulletproof Executive podcast, where a lot of the stuff they were talking about on it, I thought sounded, like, retarded. Half of it was, you know, eat a bunch of meat and as much saturated fat and all of this and stuff as you can. And then the other half was, like, eating, like, fresh fruits and organic vegetables and all that stuff. So I connected through that. And then I felt like everything else was, like, bullshit. I was like, I can fucking put a stick of butter in my coffee and this is going to make me feel good. This is BS, but I started doing the coffee and coconut oil, and that kind of inspired me to, like, try other stuff, and the whole paleo diet stuff makes a lot of sense to me, because they talk more about, it's more about, like, how to work out and how to get sleep and get vitamin D from the sun, and they just talk about, like, ancestry and how everything's...
Just caveman kind of status, caveman shit.
Kind of how we've evolved, and then when we entered civilization, we just kind of lost roots with our, you know, our ancestry and how we used to be really fit. Which is weird to me, because, like, now people who are fit are abnormal. Like, it's like, oh, you're not just healthy, you're really fit. And I feel like people were like that a long time ago, and now everyone's like, well, just being kind of skinny is healthy or whatever.
I'm reading a book that guy wrote, and he doesn't like bananas. What do you think about that? He hates on bananas and watermelon.
And watermelon?
Yeah, he says they're both high sugar fruits.
That's racist as fuck.
I don't know, because, like, when I was talking to Robert about the whole, like, because I went, a lot of people don't know this, but I went, like, mostly raw vegan for probably, like, 3 months.
I like how trademark, mostly raw vegan. For those who don't know, our friend Rob has been vegan since he was a sperm. I think a sperm.
No, I've seen him eat fucking, like, hot dogs and stuff in middle school.
Well, all right, he ate a hot dog in middle school once.
He ate a lot more than that.
It was a bet. He ate it, though. I think he puked it out immediately.
Yeah.
But basically, he's longest running vegan I've seen. Yeah. So you went full vegan.
Raw vegetables.
Kind of. Like, I'm not gonna say it was 100%, but that was, like, the bulk majority of my diet. I did have, like, whey protein from time to time, and when I was in Minnesota, I, for the most part, it was like I didn't buy any meats. Like, I ate bananas and apples and nuts and had spaghetti for dinner and stuff. And which a lot of that's not, I guess the spaghetti's not raw, but. I don't know. I had a lot of, like, gut issues, which I guess a lot of other raw vegans have. Like
fat gut? Or are you, like, you can't poop gut?
It's like your stomach is, like. You feel constipated all the time. I didn't have, like, trouble with pooping.
It was flowing.
But, like, I couldn't work out because I would eat, and then, like, an hour later, my stomach would be hurting. So I couldn't do anything physical, and that was, like, a problem. And now, with the whole, like, intermittent fasting thing...
What if you had a tapeworm, you didn't even know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I started watching this one guy.
That's a thing. Hold on.
So this one guy...
So I took this shit one day... No, eating a steak.
When I was in Minnesota, I wasn't doing much. So I was listening. I was, like, watched Food Inc. and all these other, like, documentaries, which advocated for, you know, like, eating healthy. Even the Gerson therapy, which is, like, a cancer treatment, where it's basically, like, juicing and coffee enemas and stuff. Which makes a lot
which
of sense.
Which is fucking amazing, I've heard. Coffee enemas?
I would try it. Like, I'm not against trying anything.
I've heard it's like
there's a
doing cocaine up your butt.
Like, it's a stimulant?
Oh, well, it's coffee?
It's a caffeine. Well, the reason why they do it is...
I think my heart would explode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You don't... Caffeine affects you a lot.
We should... You should try it.
I'll try. I'm not going to pay for
it. Do you have to, like... do you get, like...
No, you don't have to pay for it. You can
like,
get it at home.
Yeah, you can just get, like, a...
I would trust you, anyone.
Dude, all you need is, like, a super soaker and ice coffee.
An ice coffee.
To spread it to goatee, and I'll... I have a pretty good aim. I'll nail it.
You know, look up my hairy ass.
I'm not going to look, dude. Just...
Dude, people do it by themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a tutorial on
that. That's just weird to me. I'm not going to end up like Ezra shoving stuff up my butt.
Okay, we're naming names here.
But anyway, the reason for the coffee enema is because they put you on like a juice fast, which takes all the toxins out, and then you have to, colon, and that's kind of unhealthy. So the reason why they shoot the coffee up there to like draw out all the toxins and the caffeine takes it in or something. I don't know how it works exactly, but that's the reason they do it. But yeah, so I watched the documentary, so I kind of got scared into going vegan. I always kind of was interested in it. But then, like, it makes sense that that's healthy because you're eating, like, you know, intrinsically healthy food, like lettuce and tomato and apples and stuff that everyone knows. If you were walking on the street and someone's, like, eating it, they'd be like, oh, this guy's eating healthy, you know. So that makes sense, but... But then listen to the Bulletproof executives. They talk about what's unhealthy about like the certain fats and the meats. Like you want to eat grass fed meat because cows were designed to eat grains and stuff. So
yeah.
I've kind of gone on the paleo diet, which a lot of people think is just like, oh, you just eat a bunch of meat all day long, and that's not really what I do. I have like 4 to 6 ounces of meat a day. Maybe like 1 or 2 scoops of protein powder, and that's basically all the animal.
The meat diet, that's more like a keto. The fat, 60.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say that I've been trying to do the keto. Like, keto is just macronutrients. It's all about fat. Like, eating a bunch of fat and then like 30% protein and 5 to 10% carbs. So I've been trying that too, which I really like. Like on Wednesday, was it? Where we were working out, we were doing biceps. Like I just felt really good. Like I was really into the workout.
What are you doing for fat? Because I know you like lean meats and stuff like that. And that's what I was reading today. Someone commented on Reddit, like on the keto diet. Why not eat like lean meats and stuff? Why is everyone like eating tons of bacon and like, you know, fat stuff and. They broke it down and stuff and saying, like, you don't want to train your body to run off protein. Because protein breaks down and similar to how carbs break down, like a sugar and stuff. And so that's why you want to keep the high fats and everything because you want to, you know, teach your body to run off the fat instead. But I don't know. There's a bunch of, you know, I was talking to Courtney about keto and stuff and running off fat. And, you know, she brought a... You know, valid point, like you're just pumping all that cholesterol and all that in your blood and stuff. Like, what are the long term effects of that and everything? Like, it kind of sounds a little sketchy, but I don't know, people get results off it, so.
Yeah, well, I think from the research that I've done listening to other people, so let me say, like, what I eat in terms of, like, in a typical day or what I think an ideal day would be. It'd be waking up having, coffee with like coconut oil and like mixing that up in a blender and then just drinking it and going to work. And then when I did this on Wednesday, like I just felt like amazing. Like my brain was functioning really well. Like it was just really clear.
How long did it last? I mean, was it just like you're getting high from the caffeine, you think, or is it just
the way that they explained it is just like it's like the medium chain triglycerides, which is a fatty acid, like your brain is mostly made out of like fat and cholesterol, I think. And your body needs cholesterol. Like they talk about good and bad cholesterol, and they talk about how how, like, cholesterol is not really the problem. It's like the gluten and from like processed foods and, yeah. and stuff that causes inflammation, and then the inflammation is like around the cholesterol molecule or something. I don't know, we could get more in depth on what cholesterol is and why we think it's bad, and then why some people think it's not bad and it's something else, which is why I don't eat like bread anymore, and I think that's healthy. It's kind of unnatural. It's something that was a human invention.
sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so
the rest of your day.
At work, I'll have like a handful of almonds and maybe some like cocoa nibs in there, raw cocoa nibs, and an avocado, and that's it. And then when I come home, I get home around like 1 or 2 o'clock. I usually had a shake, but I didn't this past Wednesday. I would have just like another coffee with the coconut oil and then add like the protein in as like fuel for the workout. And then like go to the gym, come home. After the gym, I'd have like a shake, like a protein shake with berries, banana, you know, kiwi, just any type of fruit, a lot of carbohydrates and protein and not much fat.
So for lunch, you repeated what you had for breakfast, but just added protein powder?
Well, that'd be more like a pre-workout. Lunch was just like the avocado with almonds and cocoa nibs, which you'd think like that's not a lot of food, but it's a lot of calories. Like an avocado has like 300 calories.
Yeah.
Almonds, I probably have 2 servings, so that's like, you know, like 400 calories. And then, you know, sometimes I'll have like an apple or a banana as well. And then, so I have the smoothie, and then while I'm making the smoothie, I make like a kale salad with tomatoes, onions, cucumber, just a bunch of vegetables. And then that's when I prepare like my chicken or fish. Or tomorrow night, I'm going to do the
grass-fed lamb. You have the salad in the afternoon, though, and everything. You're saying?
No, that's after work. Work, after the shake. Sometimes I'll have a salad when I get home, too. I started doing that as well.
Okay, so
that's kind of like a typical day.
Yeah, would you dress it with anything, the salad?
Do you get raw dog?
No, I mean, if you cut up the tomatoes makes it really...
I'm not a fan of tomatoes.
Really, yeah. They're pretty good,
The Bulletproof guy talks about nightshades, which is tomatoes, and some people aren't... Like, some people have negative reactions to them. So I don't know if that's... You just don't like the taste.
I don't know.
Some people just don't
like the taste. It's just weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably the taste... I don't... Some fruit... Not fruits. I guess you could say
tomatoes.
Fruits.
It's
my roots. Yeah. It's
yeah.
back of my
which is throat. Well, I kind of had that reaction today with the beets that I had. Like, I when I was eating the beets
yeah,
previously,
you're steaming those,
fine.
Right?
No, I just eat them raw. Are you supposed to?
You eat raw beets, dude?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Okay, so back
Doug
to the,
Funny over here,
back
dude.
To the dressing, I would either, like, make a homemade salsa with, like, tomatoes and onions and garlic, and I put some... apple cider vinegar in there too, like a, so I don't use like a traditional.
Oh, that shit's good for everything.
Apple cider, dude, curing chicken in that and then cooking it. Oh, it's so moist.
It's good for.
I wouldn't suggest
facial fish. Treatment too.
Facial treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way to bring it.
They're not gonna know what I'm referring
exactly.
to.
Apple
can't
cider
see.
Vinegar. The reason the how I came about it was I was watching a different guy who's like he calls himself Dr. Kassar. He's a parasitologist or something. I started watching him. He's talking about parasites and how there's certain things that can like clean you out of parasites, and apple cider vinegar was one of it.
Yeah.
One of them. Plus, it's supposed to be good for your like gut health or something. But you're not supposed to like drink it all the time. It's just one of those things.
Oh, on Dr. Oz, I was watching.
Dr. Oz?
Yeah. It was one of my brightest moments in my day.
Daytime television.
Oh, yeah. That show with Wayne Brady where they all wear costumes. Have you seen that show?
What?
No.
Dude, it's fucking... Anyways... I digress. Look into that. But Dr. Oz comes on like right after that or whatever. And these freaking housewives were just shooting the thing just straight up in front
shooting
of
Doctor.
Apple cider.
What?
Vinegar. Just boom. And Doctor was like, "You just eat that, drink that straight?" She's like, "Yeah, I love it."
I was doing that. Because, like, dude, so I watched the video and he's talking about parasites and shit. I was like, fuck this. I don't want parasites. So I started, like, drinking that, putting garlic in fucking vegetable shakes. Apparently, pineapple is supposed to be good for clearing out parasites.
Pineapple's good. Yeah.
But he was talking about, like, I'll show you guys the video. I'll send you guys the link. He's like fucking 55 and he's ripped as shit.
Is there a test to get a parasite test?
You probably could. I think most of them are stool tests. There was a statistic where, like,
today I shit Morador. I was gonna send you guys a picture,
dude.
Elvita Loca from Good Egg. It was like chorizo.
Oh,
it was like a Spanish omelet, dude. Whatever dark twisted thing they put in there,
it came out.
This fucker, though, I said egg whites. He gave me just regular. I was too freaking hungry to even pay attention.
Complain.
Yeah.
This is trash.
I was starving. I got home, dude. Didn't take a minute. Just it looked like shit Morador, and there was like clouds coming over it. I was like, what's going on in there? You know, and like it comes as like a whole like Morador was there. Like I was doing like a Peter Jackson. From up top.
panning over
Morador. Going into the eye, dude. And I stood there for, like, seriously, like, I'd say 2 minutes. Like, admiring this thing. But I was like, I gotta share this with somebody. But, like, again, it goes back to my photos. I was too full.
You need to clear that out.
Yeah, I know. I got bullshit on there from, like, 2002.
No, but like, okay, so when was your meal and when did you shit? Because the meal and the shit are usually like 24 hours apart.
I don't
know. But if you eat a lot, it's going to push everything else out. So you're really shitting out.
That's the thing. Like, during nighttime, the past two nights, I've been kind of like fasting. Just not on purpose. I just haven't been hungry.
Yeah.
And then the mornings, I just fucking annihilate whatever's in my path. And this happened to be Elvita Loca. Good egg omelet, and then they gave me some shitty ass Greek yogurt. I think it was old because I never tasted Greek yogurt like that.
It could have been. I mean, I think your stomach would have a reaction.
Now I just had like two spoonfuls. I was like, all right, fuck this guy. This guy's not getting a tip.
When was it this today?
Yeah, it was this morning.
You feel good now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm over here drinking a Jamba Juice, living life like a rock star.
Shit out of you.
And then
I drink my Jamba Juice at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm the asshole of the group right now.
Are we gonna get
so
into
I went
Walmart?
To Chipotle, dude. For lunch, I went to Chipotle, dude. I fucking love Chipotle. Like, their shit is legit.
The good ingredients.
Good.
Sure.
Yeah, they're paleo to the core.
Yeah,
and they.
The most.
I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm bulking or just eating. I just do what the fuck I want kind of
you're
thing.
You do, like I said, with your labor-intensive job and the workout routine you got going. Like you're burning calories.
I'm constantly burning calories and constantly working out. So hopefully it's burning, doing something. I just eat. And then not even like 3 hours later, I fucking annihilated a smash burger, dude. I wrecked today food wise. And I had to grab this.
Today it's supposed to be like a meal or two.
No, dude, I had
all day.
Grace's cheat weekend.
I cheat the fuck.
It's like you're on vacation.
Saturdays are my vacations, dude. You know,
ball out.
I eat, you know, freaking three to four pieces of tilapia a day during the week. And then plus like brown rice, or I've been kind of trying to skip carbs, but after workouts I hit the carbs.
Yeah.
But I've been drinking a lot of fruit smoothies, you know, in the mornings. And I kill 2 pounds of protein a week.
A week?
A week.
2 pounds a week?
A week. Protein powder?
Yeah, a week. I had to buy a new one today.
That is nuts.
I do 2 scoops.
Well, I mean,
times 2 a day, so that's 4 scoops a day.
That's like 100. That's 100 grams of protein from powder alone.
Plus four pieces of tilapia is like 20 pieces each. That's 80 right there.
Yeah, I should be wrecked as shit right now. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, feeling, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of like going through one end.
You're definitely the strongest out of us. You're stronger than I am.
I think that's debatable in some regions. I don't know.
I think you're stronger chest.
I think chest wise, yeah. Biceps, you might be a little stronger. But it's, whose dick's longer, whose is not, you know? Like, it's whatever. But
it's totally different.
I think CrossFit will really show us like who's stronger and stuff like that, because that's like
rates more
for. But that's the thing is, I think you're going more for like muscle mass.
Oh, not so much muscle mass. I'm going for just athletic, like
athletic ability.
I want to be able to move fast in fucking.
Yeah,
I want to look.
I'm more worried about, like, I just basically want to cut and get like really ripped abs, but also have, you know, like biceps and a chest and stuff, not just that.
We're talking to your friend.
So I'm more worried about gaining too much weight so I don't have abs, basically.
Well, I want, everyone wants abs, you know, but I've kind of like put my mindset like they will come eventually.
Yeah.
So I kind of just, you know, focus on everything else and then just wait till those come eventually.
We talked to the guy at CrossFit who had the top, like, recorded time, you know, the one guy. And he said, like, with CrossFit, he's definitely gotten gains and stuff for the bigger parts of the body, but certain aspects, you know, like the biceps.
The isolated muscles,
talking
like...
about, Andrew's brother? Albert? Yeah. Well, because in CrossFit, you don't really do, like... bicep curls. Like, I don't even think that's.
Yeah, you don't do calves.
Which I'm going to continue to do bicep curls.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that just because I'm
doing. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, for people, you know, who aren't familiar with CrossFit, it's more like a full body core strengthening. Like, you know, it's like, you like you're saying, you become athletic. It's an athletic, definite workout routine.
Yeah, I don't think there's any athletic application for a bicep curl. Like,
I mean, it's caveman shit right there. It's the first, you know, thing you do when you walk in the gym or all. I can do.
Yeah.
Well, like, my goal is to be, like, optimal, like, health-wise. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, you want to gain a bunch of muscle, just eat a shit ton of rice or bread or whatever. I don't want to do it that way because I don't think, like, bread or rice is necessarily healthy. I mean, I guess it could be. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but... But, like, I want, you know, I want to be healthy, I want to be fit, and then I also want to look good, you know. I mean, I think anyone who goes to the gym and says they don't want to look good is, they're lying to themselves. So.
You eat rice, Adrian?
No, I don't.
Rice? No, like, pasta?
No.
That just all coming from, like, sweet potatoes?
Yeah, sweet potatoes, that's one thing I mentioned that I eat that I didn't say before. Yeah, sweet potatoes. I do have some of that honey in there, but I just ate a shit ton today with almonds, which I didn't want to do. And I had that water. It's so good, dude.
I bought almonds with cocoa on it today, so I know that's going to be gone. I mean, we were going to Costco every Sunday. I was getting trail mix and killing it in 3 days.
Yeah.
How big of a bag? A Costco size.
That's a Costco
size.
Fucking bag.
It's like a pound and a half or something.
It's what you use if you're going to sell trail mix to kids throughout a month.
Yeah.
I ate that in fucking 3 days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they got to stop putting raisins in that shit. That shit is gross.
I'm not feeling raisins.
Dude, they put so much of it. I throw that shit out on the counter, so like when my roommate comes out, it looks like we have mice pooping all over the counter.
That's funny. What about, are you familiar with, like, the anabolic, or is that anabolic diet, where it's, like, 5 days off carbs, like, no carbs at all, and then 2 days, like, full carb loaded?
Well, that's kind of what keto is. Off. You have the weekend where you want to carb overload.
Keto, like, you want to stay in what they call, like, ketosis or whatever, where, your
just
body's in, like, burning fat. Yeah.
Well, it says
you can't go over, like, 25 grams of carbs.
The weekend carb load, since muscle, what is that, glycogen? Is the main source of energy for anaerobic exercises such as weight training. You can't deplete that while working out. You have to have those carbs when you're working out.
Well, like Clint was saying, well, I think it was yesterday or on Facebook or whatever. Like I posted a picture of a guy who did the keto diet, but he didn't work out. It's a lot easier to do the keto diet, yeah. Lose weight, and not work out.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
Dude, ridiculous. He started working out. He started doing like three on, four off, or something like that. He's only working out like. I didn't read all the comments and stuff like that, or if he went into depth, but he did like a light workout towards, you know, after a few months of keto, and then, I mean, those were crazy, how he looked.
Yeah, he looked really like just wiry and ripped.
But
like
you can't work out and have no carbs.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. That's why I kind of do like the fasting in the morning. For the most part, like, it's not really a fast. It's like a keto fast all day. Like, even if you eat, like, a little bit of carbs, it's not going to, if it brings you out, I don't think it'll bring you too far out. That's why I eat, like, almonds and avocado and cocoa nibs, which is basically fat and fiber.
Is this water in here?
The blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to unscrew the top, though, so the air will go in. Or you could use the Brita filter.
It's a wine box.
Yeah, dude.
It's Franza or whatever.
Yo, you get a lot of stuff in this Grammy place or what? Yeah, I see a lot of containers in here.
The what? Oh, my brother.
Okay.
Those are all from the farmer's market.
Yeah, that's. I got the hot sauce from there.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, like that's why I do the keto stuff in the morning, and then pre-workout. Like it's all basically fat. For your workout, you're running off fat. I started adding the protein powder, and we started drinking the BCAAs to have, like, you know, protein to, like, fuel your muscles during the workout. And then after the workout, you just carb. It's called carb backloading. So, yeah.
What about carnitine? You got to supplement that. Because then that's supposed to help with fat burning, too. Fat for energy.
Yeah.
I'd have to look that up, see if people go ahead.
Is it a BCAA or is it just a...
No, it's...
Like L-carnitine.
I was on it. I actually read that today when I was at the vitamin store.
What was I saying? Were you talking to the guy there? Or were you just reading
Yeah, he tried to sell me his bullshit, you know? Not having it. This is the best tasting protein. Bitch.
Well, it's it is.
Have you had Muscle Farm graham cracker?
It's amino. It's a compound between two different amino acids. So it is required for the transportation of fatty acids from the cytosol into the mitochondria. So yeah, your body basically. I don't know, my theory is you want your body to be running off of fat or carbs, but you don't really want to consume a lot of them at the same time because then you're storing, like, your blood sugar will be raised by the sugar, and then the fat will keep it, your blood sugar raised. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've read that. So it's kind of like, you know, it's all fat in the morning with some protein, keep the protein up. Work out, burn fat, and have the protein. And then afterwards, you eat a bunch of carbs to restore your glycogen.
You eat
to fuel you for the next day.
You eat dairy or anything? Because a lot of people with, like, high-fat diets incorporate cheese and stuff like that.
No. Yeah, I think that's kind of the downfall of, like, the Atkins diet is basically, like, they didn't say anything about, like, fried foods or cheese or, you know, it was just really kind of...
Fried cheese balls.
Yeah, like, you could eat that, but that's not really healthy, you know. It's within the dietary restraints, but it's not healthy. That's kind of like the paleo is... It's kind of like Atkins. You can be high carb on paleo, technically. But it would be within the guidelines. It would be good carbohydrates like sweet potatoes or, you know, rice or bananas or something like that. But I don't know. Bananas aren't even, they're a hybrid. They're not a real fruit that was around. It was invented by humans. So are tomatoes, by the way.
blowing my mind.
So, and I watched a lot of those like 30 bananas a day thing. Me and Robert were talking about it. And I felt good.
30 bananas a day?
Yeah.
Dude, you should. I haven't seen this documentary, but
it's a documentary?
It's like a video. It's videos online. There's a website or something. It's like, it's all the raw vegan.
I've never seen it.
It's a gorilla?
Dude.
Gorillas are fucking strong, dude. What do they eat?
Yeah. Well, they eat
bananas.
They eat like.
They don't eat people.
No, gorillas are vegetarian and they eat grass, but they have the stomachs for it, you know. Like, they were designed
to process that.
To eat that. Like, kind of like a cow is designed to eat grass. And humans are they are omnivores. Like, anyone who tells you that a human was designed to not eat meat is full of shit. We weren't designed to drink cow's milk. That's why I don't eat dairy, is because we weren't. Like, we were designed to consume human milk until a certain age, and then...
some titty milk.
Yeah. Is that grass-fed?
Human milk.
Is it local? Is it grass-fed? What?
You can say titty milk, AJ.
Titty. But, so that's my kind of idea. And, like, milk is repulsive to me now. It's just gross. It's bad. I would try.
Really?
Yeah, it's gross. Like, I'd put my face in the fridge, and there was, like, just, like, the milk crust. I was like, oh.
What about, you might have to edit this out. What about that ice cream I gave you the other night?
That was something that I, yeah, but it's not something normal in my diet.
Right now.
Yeah, I tried it, because I was trying to be nice, all right, Clinton?
Yeah.
You finished it before everyone.
It was good, dude, it was a compliment.
Get some of those chocolate coconuts. You got some of those coconut squares in
your I figured if I was going to break my
finger. I'm just kidding. No, totally.
Courtney's slumming.
It's like AJ hadn't had cocaine in like 3 years, and he probably had a first bump and just was hitting everything.
Give me a little more.
Let's do a rail off this whole coffee table.
Yeah.
No, how'd you feel after that, though?
Seriously. I actually felt good. Like, when I got home, I made a small shake, and I didn't... Usually
he just fucking crashed.
Usually I have, like, cravings, like I did today, where I had that watermelon smoothie thing that I posted, and I had two apples, and I got a banana, and then I broke into the almonds with honey, and that just, like...
Mm-hmm. Almonds with honey?
Yeah, just take an almond, scoop it out.
Oh.
But it was good. So I have weird, like,
that's fucking crazy, dude.
Cravings. You should try it. It's really good.
I bet it is, but...
You ever had, like, a peanut butter...
messy as shit.
Peanut butter and honey sandwich?
It's messy as fuck,
that's
dude.
That's Tim's jam right there. Shout out.
I'll show Tim Meeker, we gotta have you on here. Talk about Lance Armstrong and cycling and what you eat. Hammer gel.
Fucking...
I don't know what you eat.
He doesn't eat, dude. Yeah, dude. He eats fucking fruit snacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he eats, fucking snacks, dude.
You call him Ken? Ken, shout out! So, yeah, I don't know.
Ken's diet's fucking beer and pretzels.
Pizza!
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Ken, you're the first guest call in on the show.
It's a call out, bro. We're changing the game.
Shout out.
What'd you eat today? No homo.
What I eat today?
Yeah. Besides pussy.
I had salty nugs over at Nimbus.
You had salty nuts at Nimbus?
Monkey nugs.
What are those?
They're tater tots covered in pulled pork and jalapenos and cheese.
I think I just shit myself. That sounds repulsive.
How many beers did you have?
How many beers? Two monkey shines. 9% alcohol.
Shout out.
Why do you have an accent all of a sudden after saying...
Shout out.
Bam, bam. Ken, what do you squat these days?
You want to squat?
Yeah.
Squat over the toilet.
All right, later, Kevin.